podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast. With thanks to Beach Soccer Worldwide's partners, Puma, Iconic, Real Fever, United Nations Alliance for Civilizations, and Genius. Thank you all for believing in the sport. Welcome to Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast. I'm Mark Pendergast, and today we feature England head coach Steve Black. Now, he's the only international manager who can manage two international sides at the same time without changing players. How? Well, he's England manager, and at the Annock World Beach Games this coming summer, he will be manager of Great Britain, as England are in the unique position where they have to convert to Great Britain for an Olympic event. He talks about the recent tournament in Acapulco, England's first of the year, the differences in level of support in terms of backroom staff, and especially when he looked at the United States, who had around 9 or 10 backroom staff compared to England's, well, one, Steve Black. It's an interesting conversation with a man who has definitely squeezed the absolute maximum from what he's got from this team. They may lack the support and the finances of other nations, but what they don't lack is heart and skill. So we started off by asking Steve about Acapulco and what he thought of the tournament.
Excellent tournament, an amazing stadium. The first game we was a bit tired, a long journey, and we didn't have much time to settle in, adjust to the time zone and stuff like that. So a little bit of an excuse maybe, but we was definitely tired of that first game. But then the next two games, starting to get back to some of our nice beach soccer and our best, really. Especially the last game, a real disciplined and controlled performance against a new Mexico team, but they've been training for quite a while, so a good team, I'd say.
Yeah, they've been together since January and they've got a facility at their FA's headquarters, and obviously they're giving it a real push to develop that women's programme. And you look at the likes of the USA, they've got a big support staff. Do you get a little bit jealous when you see these teams?
Yeah, possibly, but I know we had this chat the other day, like maybe if you've got that number of people, it can contradict the information sometimes, especially on the coaching point of view. Yeah, it's good to have like the support staff, obviously doctors and physios and stuff like that, but on the coaching point of view, I think it can contradict itself sometimes, just having too many opinions. So yeah, we like to keep it nice and simple.
You're looking forward to the Annock World Beach Games. I mean, there was obviously talk earlier, there's always a little bit of a will they, won't they, because you've got to convert yourselves from being England to Great Britain for this.
Yeah, there was a lot of hard work done behind the scenes by Luke Kerr, our director. Had to get everything in line, so you had to get the Team GB talking to the FA, talking to us, so it can't just come from Team GB straight to us. It has to go through the FA first, and yeah, we managed to get it all secured, and we're just looking forward to Bali now.
I mean, that's a different thing, isn't it? Because you go down to the Olympic headquarters, get your kit, and it's a different level, isn't it? You sort of can imagine what it's like to be an Olympic athlete because it is an Olympic event.
Yeah, sure. We're looking forward to having all the support that goes with being an Olympic athlete, and that's what Team GB are going to supply. As you said, all the kit, all the staff, everything from media training to all the drug testing and stuff that you need to be aware of. So all that type of training will happen as well.
Is this going to be a highlight of your career as coach?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. It's what all the players are looking forward to for the season. That's what we're building for, just to try and go that one better, because they had the silver medal last time in the World Beach Games, so we're trying to push to get that gold medal.
How useful is it, a tournament like this, where you play the likes of the USA, which you did play at the last World Beach Games? Obviously, you lost to them. It was a jet-lag performance, shall we say. But to see what they're about and their players is probably a very useful exercise, this tournament.
Yeah, that gives us a good insight to how they play and how they set up, obviously. It's a long way off, so yeah, we won't read into it too much. And we know that we can play a miles better than we did against them. But it gives us insight to what they're all about, and we'll just use that information going forward if we come across them in the World Beach Games.
And for your players, who stood out for you in this tournament? You had a couple of new ones, and then obviously the stalwarts like Molly Clark.
Yeah, so we was really impressed with the keeper, it was her debut tournament, and she against some good opposition, she done really well, and she just grew every game that she played. And the last game, she had a quality performance. Obviously, there's areas to work on, just adapting from grass into sand. It's a lot different. It's almost a different sport. So she had a great tournament, and then Molly came away with being top scorer of the tournament. So as always, she gets the goals. All the players done well. Especially some of the younger and newer players to the team as well. They're all starting to take shape, and it's all looking good for the future.
How do you go about finding these players? Obviously, your goalkeeper, Sophie Harris, was from, Women's Premier League, if you like, and has played for the 11-a-side team underage in terms of England. So how do you go about getting these players, approaching them, scouting them?
So it's hard to get players to transfer straight into playing beach soccer, because obviously it is a lot different. There's a lot of different rules and stuff. So we have trial days, and we just get players down that think might be able to adapt to the sand. Sophie was a friend of one of the players, and we got her down a few sessions. She had potential. So that's the sort of the way it works, really. You'll never know what a player's going to be like until they've been on the sand and tried it, and it might take a few sessions just to see if they have got it fully. Once you just get that bit of training, and once they're hooked to the sport, then it's fine.
Give us the sort of attributes you look for if you bring someone new down for a first training session. What are the key, maybe 2, 3, 4 things that you look for?
I would say a good first touch. Fitness is important. You have to be fit. Sharp, nice and sharp. You've got to be light on your feet across the sand. Good at volleys and passing, headers, because the ball does spend like half the time in the air. So, you've got to be good on the volleys and headers and stuff.
Is it easy to tempt some of the England players in because of the promise of sunshine for a change in the summer and even the winter?
Obviously, we train. We've already started training, and it's been cold and wet, but they know there's the promise of coming to like somewhere like this, Mexico, and it's nice and warm and it's lovely. So, you've got to take the rough with the smooth a little bit with us. You've got to train in all weathers in England, but then you do get fortunate enough to go to places like Mexico and Bali. So,
For the players themselves, obviously, you've got internationals, and there's only tournaments realistically few and far between. Quite a number of your players have played in Europe now for club sides. How important is that for the development of the team?
It's important for the development of the individuals to go and play in the club sides and stuff, and a few of them play together as well, which is good, so they get that sort of the understanding of how each other play. But it's not the same as all of us playing together as a unit. You have to understand where everyone is on the pitch at certain times in beach soccer, so that's really important. But just individually going to play for the club sides, it keeps them playing beach soccer, keeps them on the sand, and just keeps their technique and keeping them fresh for when we go to tournaments.
Well, it's not a job interview, but I'm going to ask you, what's your plan for the next 5 years? Where would you like to see yourself in England in 5 years' time?
We're still pushing to get to number one. We're not far off it, but we've still got to just keep going to tournaments, keep getting good positions, to get good points in these tournaments. So that's one of our goals, is to get number one. The other goal, as I said, is to get the gold medal in Bali. And then just moving forward, we would like to see a FIFA Women's Beach Soccer World Cup. There's a men's at the moment, so we'd like to see that, and then obviously try and win that. So, we're just looking for success every tournament we go to. We're one of the best teams in the world, and we're expected to sort of win or at least come second in tournaments.
Which is what you did here.
We were just that one performance off on this one. We've came second again, picked up some points in the ranking, so that's good news for us. But we always want to try and win it.
Well, cheers for speaking to us, Steve.
Thank you. Cheers, Mark.
Steve Black there, England beach soccer coach, soon to be Great Britain beach soccer coach. And for more information, articles and news on beach soccer, just go to beachsoccer.com. And check out our brand new streaming platform. Just go to beachsoccertv.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.